pardon the interruption, but I'm Pablo Torre. And Tony, I am guessing I'm back because you've been impressed by the work I've been doing on the online show Debatable.
Yeah, I'm Tony Kornheiser. Look at me. Do you think I've ever watched an online show? No, there is no chance. I don't know how to go online.
Have you ever sent an emoji? I text with you a lot. I've never seen you get into the emoji part of your phone.
I don't emoji eyes. I don't emoji eyes. And I don't know what it means when things are pinned. And I have to ask my son Michael to correct my phone almost every day as things have popped up that I don't understand. Don't understand them at all. Welcome to PTI.
Supervision.
Boys and girls. Wilvon apparently has better things to do, so I'm joined by our great friend from the ESPN Daily and Debatable podcast, Pablo Torre.
That is good applause. That is good applause.
And we begin today with the news that Robert Sarver is seeking a buyer for the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury. Sarver said he had hoped to be able to use the one-year suspension to work on himself and come back a better person, but he conceded that coming back is no longer viable and he will sell his teams. Pablo, what is your reaction?
My reaction is that it's a hell of a thing when your punishment involves making billions of dollars, right? This is the punishment. Sell the team, get paid for it. So that's note number one. Note number two, Tony. Adam Silver got a break here. And I say that because this is going to be a thing that makes his life easier now. The NBA's life easier. Getting Robert Sarver out of the league via parachute cord pulled by Robert Sarver is a break to the league. It's a break, though, I want to make this clear, it's a break that came at a price. And to me, the price was some part of the reputation of Adam Silver. Adam Silver could have done something more than 1 year and $10 million in terms of a fine. He did not. He is the employee of owners. I get it. Let's be realistic about that, too. But now we have the situation where it seems like the players, Tony, the public backlash to that punishment, that's why we got something resembling to employees of this team, current and former, like justice.
So let me go point by point on what you said in the beginning of the fact that he will make a pile of dough. He will make a pile of dough. At that point, he will be another rich guy. He won't be a rich guy with a team. And on that level of rich guys who own teams, they hold on to those teams forever and ever and ever if they can.
Absolutely.
Because that distinguishes them from the other guys with the yachts in the marina. Okay? Let me go to Adam Silver. There was an enormous miscalculation here. Adam Silver was the only person who liked the idea that said, hey, we'll kick him out for a year and then we'll bring him back and he'll be an owner like everybody else. Raise your hand if you like it. Nobody's hand went up.
No one.
This is the first public miscalculation of Adam Silver. Now he ends up lucky. It turns into Donald Sterling because the report makes it clear that Robert Sarver has gone over the line many times and he had to go.
Yes.
So the NBA will look good in terms of how it actually plays out. But there was a miscalculation here. There was no public support at all for Robert Sarver. The owners didn't touch him publicly. Commentators wanted him out. Players wanted him out. I think there's a sigh of relief today from Adam Silver and a sigh of relief from other owners who don't have to do what Draymond Green suggested, which is stand up and be counted on this particular guy. Right?
And there's no question. Tony, you're right. And there's no question that owners here were given a break because the standard of what it takes to eject one of them by the league itself, they didn't have to meet it. Robert Sarver said in his statement, you know, he talked about words and stuff. Look, I want to say this one thing about Robert Sarver's statement. He made this so much about effectively cancel culture, how he said some words that he can no longer survive. And to me, this story, reported by Baxter Holmes from the very beginning, was about so much more than words. It was about a guy running a company and a workplace that had racism and misogyny in it and made it inhospitable to the employees.
Right.
And that's more important than just complaining about words.
Let me give Wilbon credit here, because for years, Wilbon has sat where you're sitting now, and he has said stories that he heard when he was in Arizona about Robert Sarver, how he made employees uncomfortable all the time, how he said things that shouldn't be said, and he acted in a way to Bigfoot everybody all the time. And he said, there's trouble there. And he said that a couple of years ago. And he said it would not stand what Adam Silver decided to do now. And he's been 100% right. We move now to Aaron Judge, hitting number 60 last night, becoming only the third American League player to ever reach 60, alongside Babe Ruth and Roger Maris. Additionally, Judge raised his batting average to .316. He is now leading the American League in batting average, home runs, and RBI. Pablo, assuming Judge wins the Triple Crown, which is the bigger deal, the Triple Crown or the 60 or more?
Tony, I love this story, not just because I get to indulge in my Yankee homerism, but because I get to do something that I didn't expect to do, which is actually think that the Triple Crown makes Aaron Judge a plausible MVP candidate. I've been in this chair with you talking about how Shohei Ohtani is obviously the answer here, and part of me still does believe that. But here is what the Triple Crown does for Aaron Judge. He makes him the only person, if he gets it, to get the Triple Crown and 60 home runs, and so far, in only 147 games. He is having a season, offensively, that is all time and arguably, like, unprecedented. And to me, it's the Triple Crown that adds this other dimension that was missing when we debated this story before.
Triple Crowns are very rare. Miguel Cabrera got one recently, but that's the only one in the last 55 years. It's an enormous achievement to get a Triple Crown. I think if you get the Triple Crown and you hit 62 or more, I could make a case or try to make a case. It's the greatest season ever, but I could be talked down to one of the greatest seasons of all time. And by the way, I was told this today that allegedly when Babe Ruth, because it's a Ruthian season, and we use that as a modifying word there. When Ruth got to 60, the direct quote allegedly is 60, 60. Let's see some other SOB match that. let's look at Judge right now. Judge has hit 9 home runs in his last 15 games. He's got 15 games left, so he could go 6, 7, 8 home runs and nobody would bat an eye. At my age, Pablo, the baseball that I've studied, the number one number of all time is the single season home run record to me. So I am inclined to say that if he gets 66, 67, 68, and the only people who have ever gone more are McGuire and Bonds, and they are assumed to be cheaters, that this is a really big deal. But this is nuanced, because he's not going to get to 73. And 73 is the record, and he's not going to get to that. So then I look differently at the Triple Crown, because one in the last 55 years, as opposed to Sosa, McGuire, and Bonds, far more recently, going over 60 multiple times. So my answer to the question is, I don't know.
Yeah, but all of the numbers you've thrown out here, and by the way, like, what a game this was with the Yankees winning on this Stanton home run walk-off deal. The number that will matter is the number of commas in the contract Aaron Judge is about to sign after betting on himself and doing this. But we move on now, I think, to the NFL, because the Dolphins are a surprising 2-0 and now face the mighty Buffalo Bills. And Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel, who I love, he says of the matchup, quote, "What better opportunity than playing the best and seeing where you're at?" End quote. So are you counting out the Dolphins, Tony?
Okay, I don't count out teams when they're the home teams. I don't count out teams when they're 2-0, not even the Giants. I don't do that. I think Buffalo's the better team right now. But in terms of incentive, I think Miami has more incentive. I remember quite vividly great New England teams regularly going to Miami and losing. So I asked Matt Kelleher today, does that happen with Buffalo? And he told me the last 3 times that they've played, and Josh Allen has been the quarterback, Buffalo has won that game in Miami. And I want to give you the numbers here. 37-20 in 2019, 31-28 in 2020, and last year, hello, 35-0. Josh Allen has thrown 9 touchdown passes and only had 1 interception, and Buffalo has outscored Miami in Miami. Let's get the numbers. Oh, it's only 103-48. So while I don't count out the Dolphins, Pablo, and I don't count them out, I think that Buffalo should be clearly a strong favorite here to win this game. I do.
Yeah, I count the Dolphins in because it's a way more fun way to live. I watch Tyreek Hill. I watch Jaylen Waddle. I watch this offense. I see potential that is mind-blowing, and I love this game because we're going to find out some stuff. This Dolphins offense, engineered by Mike McDaniel, with all of these moving parts, and Tua Tagovailoa as his conductor, who threw 6 touchdowns and like almost 500 yards last week. We're going to find out, is the Bills defense, which so far happens to be incredible, by the way, can they slow down this offense? And I don't know the answer, but I believe that the Dolphins are good enough to be in this. And the Bills defense, Tony, when we talk about this, plus 55 the Bills are in terms of point differential because their defense is as good so far as Josh Allen has been offensively.
So I'm going to praise McDaniel in this regard. I think it's great to stand up and say, bring it on. They're a great team. Let's see how great they are. Let's measure ourselves. So even if you get destroyed, you go in there eagerly, right?
Yes.
Where you and I might differ is I have a little bit more doubt about Tua in this matchup than I do about Josh Allen.
Tua not.
Because Josh Allen's given you 3 years of knowing what he's doing. Let's
he's
take a
best.
Break. Coming up, what happened to the Ravens defense in the second half against the Dolphins? We're going to ask Booger McFarland.
We'll also ask him whether the Colts are fixable.
So give me a number. When it's all said and done, how many will Judge have?
Ugh, I think he gets to like 64. I see 64, Tony.
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by the new two for $5 menu at Sonic. Only at Sonic.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We have questions about the NFL, and here to attempt to answer them is our great friend from NFL Primetime, Monday Night Countdown, Booger McFarland, this week wearing the logo of the Dormy Club in North Carolina, where Booger is usually dormy at 15 or 16. Let's start with this. What happened, Booger, to the Ravens defense in the second half against the Dolphins? They gave up four touchdown passes in the fourth quarter. You're a defensive guy. What happened?
Yeah, you know what, Tony? It's really a continuation of last year. Like, they were ranked dead last in pass defense last year, and I realized that they had some guys hurt. Now, this year, it's more inexperience and a lack of communication, and the defensive coordinator, or former, Wink Martindale, is now in New York. You got some young guys in Kyle Hamilton and Jalen Armour Davis in the secondary, along with Marcus Peters. It just seems like right now they're not communicating well together. They're giving up deep passes. And by no way, shape, or form is that an excuse, because I think me, you, and Pablo know that if I see Tyreek Hill out there, I'm going to put someone on him. But Baltimore just said, you know what? Let's not cover the fastest guy in the NFL.
Booger, speaking of the obvious, the team that you know so well, the team you won a Super Bowl with, the Colts, they're also terrible right now. They get the Chiefs. This weekend, Frank Reich, their coach, says he's trying not to overreact. What is going on? Does that seem fixable to you, what's happening in Indy?
Yeah, listen, I think it would be easier to fix my hair and Tony's hair problem than to fix the issue with the Indianapolis coach. And it's really simple. Like, Matt Ryan is no longer the Matt Ryan of 2016 when he took the Atlanta Falcons to the Super Bowl. Right now, Matt Ryan is a guy who can really be a point guard and kind of distribute the ball. And the Colts are asking him to be more than that. They're asking for the MVP type Matt Ryan. We know that they don't have a lot of explosive players at the wide receiver position. Michael Pittman Jr. missed the last game, but even when he's in there, they don't have enough playmakers. And so when you take away the run game, now you're putting everything on Matt Ryan. And guys, let's just be honest. Matt Ryan is, you know, not defeating Father Time. And so, therefore, the Indianapolis Colts are struggling. And I just don't see any way it's going to get better unless they can start to play a little better defense and run the ball. But that's highly unlikely because their linebacker, Shaquille Leonard, is out right now.
So the idea of you and Tony with hair feels like a hallucination. The Giants right now where I am, Booger, feel also similarly hallucinatory. I don't know whether this 2-0 team is actually good. What is happening? Are they for real? What do you see when you look at what they got going on and what they're growing?
Well, I'm going to define for real as, are they a playoff team this year? I don't think so. But I tell you what they are, is they are a very, very well-coached football team in Brian Daboll. He's got the offensive line playing at a high level. Defensively, they're flying around. And I think that if you're a Giants fan, you didn't come into this year saying, hey, we're going from zero to the playoffs. I think you came into this year saying, let's see progress. Let's give some stability to our quarterback, Daniel Jones, to see if he can be a franchise quarterback. Can he stop turning the football over? Do we have something to build on there? And so far, I think they do. And you got to remember something. I think they got the right coach, which goes a long way to answering that question, are they for real? More games in the NFL are lost than won, meaning teams make a lot of mistakes. And what Brian Daboll has done so far, he's minimized those mistakes. Now, if they can continue that, I think they can get to 8, 9, maybe even 10 wins. I just don't know if getting to the playoffs is possible this year, but I do like where they're headed.
10 wins for the Giants. My gosh, I don't know that anybody but you is saying that at the moment. We'll get you out of here on this. Kirk Cousins threw 3 interceptions in the red zone on Monday night in the second half in Philadelphia. Are there things, when you play defense, are there things that you look for that tell you when an opposing quarterback is about to go right over the cliff like Kirk Cousins did?
Yeah, because, Tony, the little things become hard. The simple things become complex. Like taking the check down in the flat 100 times out of 100 doesn't become second nature. I think the knock on Kirk Cousins has always been that when you get him outside of the system, can he be special? And as long as the system is in place, he's performed pretty well. Well, what you saw the other night with the new coaching staff, Kevin O'Connell, he brought in a lot of new things on the offense. In week one, it went great. Week two, it didn't. I'm not ready to panic on Kirk Cousins, but if he doesn't start doing the simple little things, then I think the old adage of falling off a cliff may be true, but I still believe in what they're doing. I like how schematically they're different. Remember under Mike Zimmer, it was 3 yards in a cloud of dust and play defense.
That's right.
Now under Kevin O'Connell, it's motions. The offense looks different. Everybody feels alive, but we've only seen it 1 week. So let's see what we see going forward as far as the rest of the season. But I do think Kirk Cousins has to pick his level of play up because they have weapons everywhere, and right now he's got to get the ball to them.
As always, Booger, it's a great pleasure. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Booger.
Anytime, guys. Take it easy. Pablo, good seeing you Monday night.
Yes, sir. Likewise.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, a potentially big development for baseball teams who will face the Blue Jays in the playoffs.
And Mike Evans, Tony, he finds out whether he'll be able to play against the Packers on Sunday.
So are you and Booger boys then? Like you,
yeah.
You like hang out?
That's good. I mean, look. We're going to play at all sorts of exclusive golf courses, Tony, that I have never heard of, but apparently mean quite a bit to you.
Yes, they do.
I don't even know what these terms are, these nouns.
So why don't I just take you a place?
Yeah, I mean, I'll just run my hand through my hair and nod along, and you guys do the actual hard work, yeah.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Happy time, people. Happy 73rd birthday, Artis Gilmore. History lesson, kids. The 7'2" Gilmore played college ball at Jacksonville, was the best player on a team that lost the NCAA final game to UCLA in 1970, 80-69. Gilmore signed with the Kentucky Colonels in the ABA and was both the Rookie of the Year and the league MVP in 1972. He was MVP of the ABA playoffs in 1975 when the Colonels won the championship under UB Brown. After the merger, Gilmore went to the Chicago Bulls. Career numbers are 18.8 points, 12.3 rebounds. He's in the Hall of Fame. On a personal note, I heard this story 50 years ago. Gilmore went to a car dealer to buy a sporty sedan, and to accommodate his great length, the car dealer removed the front seat. Gilmore sat in the back to drive.
Tony, I once interviewed artist Gilmore about being so tall. He once told me that he went barefoot as a 12-year-old for the entire year because he wore size 18 shoes. He told me that to get jeans, he would have to buy a size 60 and then turn horizontal into vertical. It has been tough out there, man, for artist Gilmore trying to make it in our world.
Happy anniversary, Arizona State. On this day 26 years ago, the Sun Devils, led by Pat Tillman and Jake Plummer, upset number one ranked Nebraska, ending the two-time defending national champions win streak at 26 games with a 19-0 shutout in Tempe. Arizona State continued its unbeaten season into the Rose Bowl, where they came within 19 seconds of a likely share of the mythical national championship before losing to Ohio State, finishing 11-1. Bringing the story up to date, both Nebraska and Arizona State fired their coaches already this season, Scott Frost and Herm Edwards. Pablo, which school, if either, will return to football prominence first?
It feels like Arizona State has some natural advantages, region, temperature, but that team, Pat Tillman and Jake Plummer, the latter of whom is now a mushroom farmer, I would like a documentary about what exactly that team and that time in Arizona State's history was like.
Happy trails to Canada's vaccine restrictions for travel into the country. According to multiple reports, by the end of September, Canada is likely to drop its vaccine requirement for people entering that country. This would impact all professional athletes who travel to Canada for games. Currently, unvaccinated athletes are not allowed in. If this is changed by the end of the month, all players on teams facing the Toronto Blue Jays, should they make the playoffs, will be eligible to play. The same would follow for teams facing the Toronto Raptors and all Canadian NHL teams, though the vast majority of NHL players are vaccinated. So congratulations, people of Canada. Kyrie Irving is coming your way.
Yes, open wide your third eye, neighbors to the north. Yes, do that ASAP.
No errors today. If we could go to the big finish, please. The one-game suspension of Mike Evans upheld on appeal. Your thoughts?
I think Tom Brady's about to break another tablet against Green Bay on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Guardians beat the White Sox in game one of their series. Is that a wrap on the AL Central now?
It feels that way. They are up 5 with 14 to play. It feels like that's a safe lead, especially if they can beat the White Sox a couple of more times. Robert Williams of the Celtics will have arthroscopic surgery on his left knee this week. Is that cause for concern?
Of course it is, Tony. He had meniscus surgery on that same left knee. He is a guy who demands a double jump, a bounce. That's his whole skill. It's tough to do that with that knee. USC, meanwhile, has punted just 5 times in their 3 wins. Are you impressed?
I want to see USC. I haven't said that in many years. I want to see him. I want to see what Lincoln Riley's got. Yeah, they're exciting right now. Last one, Roger Federer wants his last match to be doubles alongside Rafael Nadal. Is that not wonderful?
It's wonderful. I just demand that they switch clothes. I want Rafa in Roger's wardrobe and vice versa. One time, please.
We're out of time. We'll try to do better the next time, and I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Pablo Torre. Please check out ESPN Daily wherever you get the good podcasts. And also the online show Debatable on YouTube and Twitter and the ESPN app. Tony knows how to get there.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.